I firmly believe that we deserve, period.
I just feel like it's important to keep saying that out loud, that this is us learning in public.
The foundation of how to not have trash politics is really just relationships, right?
So if you're not aware of how powerful you are, then how can you be using your power to bring others up?
We're giving you collective liberation. We're giving you personal healing. We're giving you millennial auntie with a mic.
You're listening to Scene, the podcast.
So it's been a little while since we've been here, well, on Zoom together and in front of our microphones and recording.
Yes.
And at first, it sort of was just a practical break. We had a lot going on. We were working on a fundraiser together for Healing in Color. We just were so busy, we didn't have time to get here.
Yeah.
But it kind of prompted some conversations that we were having about where we're at right now with the podcast and changing needs and how we see things moving forward. And we realized that we are at a little bit of a turning point. Is that fair to say? Turning point?
Yeah, I was going
to
say crossroads. Both of these sound very dramatic, but yeah. I agree. I concur.
Yeah. So we thought we would bring everyone into it. We sometimes are guilty of just not telling people when we're taking breaks.
Maybe ghosting, or y'all.
Yeah.
Sometimes intentionally, I will say this. We've talked about this in the past.
Yeah. But yeah, this time we want to really let everyone into the conversation. We know we're so lucky to have people who have been listening to us since our very first episode and have stuck with us over the years as we've really grown and changed a lot, and the podcast has as well. Yeah. So it's kind of a thing, I guess we're all, it's a turning point for all of us, maybe.
Yeah, I feel like we've grown together a lot, like as, you know, you and I together, but I imagine also like folks who listen to us and who have listened to us since Jump. So yeah, 75 episodes to date, I believe.
Wow.
Like we be doing a lot of shit.
Yeah, that's so wild. Yeah. So yeah, today it's not really an episode in our kind of traditional way that we do episodes, but it's sort of a check-in and just a conversation about the question of what's next.
Yeah. So, I mean, we should probably say up front, what's next is not that the podcast is ending. Like we're not going away like indefinitely. As you said, Lala, the time away or the just sort of break that happened because it needed to happen and life was busy really made me think more about like, where do I have energy? Where can I, you know, add value to the things that I'm doing in ways that are aligning with my life and how my life is changing? And one thing that I really love about our podcast is we always have centered ourselves and sort of the ebbs and flows of our own lives and needs and all of that stuff and interests, right? And so, you know, the podcast is going to be changing. The podcast is going to be changing alongside us, given the fact that, you know, 75 episodes ago, 2 years ago, oh my God, 3 years ago? I don't know. A while ago.
Three
years ago, you know, we were newer in our friendship and didn't know so much about what each other's thoughts were. I think we started the podcast on this pretense of we share values, we share, you know, a lot of the same politics, and learned for, you know, over the course of 3 years that we also share a lot of deep-seated understandings of how the world works. And also there are a lot of things that I learned from you, that I never knew. And we, you know, this past little go of our episodes where we were asking each other questions of what we were curious about was really illuminating for me to be able to like get to know you better and almost challenge us to go a bit deeper. And on that note of going a bit deeper, one of the things that we are keen about and really excited about is finding new avenues of inspiration and switching things up to include other people in the context of the podcast.
Totally. I think there is so many reasons for that. That's something we've actually always wanted to do. Like we just, when we started, we didn't have any of these skills. We started from scratch. We didn't know how to record, how to edit, how to put things out. And so we just thought we need to start with the two of us. And then once we feel more comfortable with that, then we can expand it to other Black and Indigenous and women and non-binary people of color. So that was always in the plan. And I think we have gotten a lot more comfortable with the skills now. And like you said, I think we're so much less surprised, I think, now when we record. It's like we kind of have a pretty good idea of what the other person's perspective is going to be. And so we want to expand to where we're having conversations that surprise us again, and maybe that scare us and challenge us in a different way. Because it's funny to remember, you know, 3 years ago when we started, we were actually we felt confident in what we had to offer, and we felt courageous in putting it out there publicly. But we were also very scared about what kind of like response that would receive and potential backlash and things like that. And we have occasionally gotten a little bit of backlash, specifically usually from white women. But, you know, it is what it is. But it doesn't. I mean, I think you feel the same way.
Yeah.
Right? That it doesn't really like scare me anymore. It's something I'm more comfortable with being in this sort of vulnerable space.
Yeah. And like, I'm going to be totally honest. It's not even like, it's not even that it doesn't scare me anymore. It's like, I never want to look at what we're doing together as like another begrudging task that like has to get done.
Yeah.
And it can be like, I think the nature of both of our commitments to doing this podcast means that we obviously like schedule time to record and talk and edit and, you know, put things out and make social media content. Like that takes time and energy. And for me, as I was starting to like feel the overwhelm of the spring and like lots of things shifting and work, you know, becoming a bit more onerous and all of that, I was starting to feel like I'm not able to appreciate what we're doing in a way that scares me. Like that scared me because I was like, well, I don't want to be creating content or doing a podcast just because we've done it for 3 years. I don't want to feel like we're in this sort of like wheel of just like turning things out, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. And I think that that also speaks to the growth that we've both had in doing this, because I mean, first of all, we were in very different stages in our careers 3 years ago.
Oh,
we,
my God. Right. Girl.
You know, you were not self-employed. No. Part-time was, but my practice hadn't really taken off yet, and I still like worked at my serving job and things like that. So that was, our lives were very different, and we both were in kind of a mentality of pushing ourselves really hard.
Yes.
And so I know for myself, like especially in the development of the podcast, it was like, I was like waking up in the morning and like starting to work within, you know, half an hour and working until my eyes like closed at night every single day, because I had so many things on the go, and the podcast was like such a huge thing that we were developing. And over time, I mean, first of all, I've had all of these like health crises and problems that have just made it so I can't do that anymore. But also, I think we've both come far enough in our values and our understandings of what's important that we don't believe in working ourselves that hard anymore. We don't believe in depriving ourselves of rest and, you know, time to just like replenish our energy and just live our lives and be with our families and things like that.
Yeah. And like all of that. And it's an opportunity, I think, as we both agreed about like where we're at, obviously different like life experiences bringing us to this point where we're both like having the same conversation. But I get the feeling, and I'm wondering if this is true for you, that it's now about adding more depth to the podcast. Like, I think we've done a really good job about, we've covered so much ground. We've covered so many topics. We've like asked each other so many questions that, you know, 3 years ago, I would have felt so uncomfortable even thinking about some of the things we discussed together publicly. And I think we've gotten deep with each other. And yet at the same time, it's like the invitation is to go deeper in ways that are aligning with what we're learning about ourselves. And like you said, like what matters to us. And like, I think what matters to me now is trying to figure out how we can really continue to build the community that we started off with, right? Our first, mm-hmm. we launched our podcast and had our like first community conversation in person in July of 2019. And like you said before, our intention was to grow the podcast in the way that we're going to be talking a little bit more today. But we wanted to have, you know, more folks like tangibly, materially, really knowing us and us knowing them and learning from each other and all these kinds of things. And life has changed. So that was like less possible. Obviously, our audiences have grown like listener wise and like via social media. But I'm really, really excited about the direction that we're feeling, you know, confident stepping into. And I'm also just wanting to say how proud I am of us because mm-hmm. we have, you know, it takes a lot to be able to press pause on something and to see like this still works or this does this work. And like, there's a lot of courage that I'm feeling that both of us have when it comes to taking different steps and meandering different directions and asking ourselves different questions about like, how does this work for us? Like, does this still work for us? And I don't know 5 years ago if I would have been able to ask that question of myself. I would have just pushed right through it and been like, well, people need the podcast. We're going to keep doing the podcast, right? So it's like a point of growth mm-hmm. in so many directions.
Absolutely. Yes. So should we start talking a little bit more concretely about what some of yeah. these changes are?
We just did an 11-minute teaser. So yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Yes, please take it away.
So one of the things that we've talked about, we've never done season. So we've always just sort of recorded straight through. We used to release episodes once a week, which is
mad.
Wild. Like, I don't even know.
We did that.
We did that. Yeah. Then we moved to every other week and we would take, you know, a short break in around the holidays in the winter and maybe in the summer. But we, other than that, have just gone straight through. And so we have decided we want to move towards doing seasons. Mm-hmm. So taking longer breaks, which both allows us to have time to rest and also to develop the ideas that we have. It can be a lot to sort of be on this tight schedule of having to constantly churn out new ideas. Mm-hmm. And so having more limited seasons, which with longer breaks in between, gives us the opportunity to really plan those seasons and develop them and go into the depth, like you said, that we really want to and that those topics and themes deserve.
Yeah. It gives us a chance to sort of also shape something kind of more cohesive. Mm-hmm. You know, I love our path to date, which has been you ask a question in 1 week and then that sparks another conversation for the next time we talk, you know, like we've been really mm-hmm. Practicing that responsiveness and following our paths of curiosity, you know, which is awesome. And I got to a place where I was like, girl, what else do we talk about? Like, do we return to a couple of episodes we did before? Like, you know, and so not only are the seasons going to be opportunities for us to like be more maybe intentional about what we're trying to accomplish for that season or what themes we want to talk about or, you know, what direction we want to move in. It also is an opportunity for us to have folks on the podcast that are not just you and I, which I'm so
yeah.
like, listen, I love talking to you.
Yes.
I love it. I love us doing what we do together. There's nothing that makes me happier. And we do this shit even without a microphone between the two of Absolutely. Us, right? Like, it's not like it that's never going to go anywhere, that quality of our relationship. And there are so many folks with incredible things to share, you know, with us, things that we can learn from them, things that, you know, could push us a bit further in our personal healing and collective liberation work. And I'm excited to have the opportunity to bring folks that can add that nuance and their own depths of knowledge and their own understanding and their own experiences on some of the topics that we've already covered, I'm sure, as well as those we haven't. You know, there's like something to be said about bringing others in when you feel like you've accomplished all that you can. And then you realize like, actually, there's more work that we can do. There's more that we can explore together.
Absolutely. So we're going to be taking the summer to develop our next season. And we're going to be coming back in the fall with this new vision and this new structure. And we're also going to be developing some offerings that will support folks to be doing this work alongside of us. So I'm being a little bit vague about that one. That's intentional. We're going to leave that as a bit of a teaser, but there is a lot that we're really excited about developing in the next few months and that we're really excited to be able to share with you in the fall.
Yes. Tangible, material things. Just that's as far as we're going to tell you, but
get excited.
You know, and also it's an invitation, like I have said before, listen to our old episodes, like run up our numbers, please, right? Yes. There's so many things that we've talked about. I mean, 75 episodes, you've talked about tons and tons and tons. And I know sometimes we get like messages from folks like, are you going to talk about this? And it's like, as a matter of fact, we have an episode that speaks directly to that. So yeah, I just want to invite folks to also take some time to rest. If what we're talking about together resonates with you and you're recognizing like, hey, this is an opportunity for me to check in with myself and be like, what am I doing? Is this still resonating? Like what needs to shift? Like this is a season that, you know, we're going to be embarking on some change and maybe that's aligning with you and in your life too. So and also like please be in touch. We're still going to be on the internet. We're still going to be around.
Always.
As always, you know, and we're so excited for what's next. Hey everyone, it's Nick.
And Lala.
If you've been listening to Scene and you like what you hear,
please share us with your friends.
Subscribe to the podcast.
Follow us on Instagram at Scene the Podcast.
Write a review and just tell us what you think.
And help make this work sustainable by supporting Scene the Podcast on Patreon.
We need our beautiful community and we cannot do this without you.